Drought is once again expanding in the latest drought monitor. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. The U.S. drought monitor shows that abnormally dry weather is once again spreading out into farm country. John Baranek is an agricultural meteorologist with DTN. He says the drought monitor shows the dry weather is expanding yet again. A ridge of high pressure is the primary culprit for holding back precipitation in a lot of areas.
You know, what we've kind of seen really most of the summer just kind of didn't work out where we've had some thunderstorms move through. We've had a large ridge of high pressure tied to La Nina and the conditions we've seen all summer long. That has been kind of the background feature for most of the country here. And that ridge of high pressure is hot and dry, and we've certainly seen a lot of those conditions. Every once in a while it breaks up and we've seen some better rainfall, but that hasn't really happened in the plain states or the west.
The central plains and western U.S. continue to be the hardest hit by drought.
Based on the drought monitor itself, we're looking at southwestern Nebraska down through the Texas Panhandle, and then most of Kansas and Oklahoma as kind of the main area there that has just been in dire straits all summer long and now into the fall. But the west hasn't had a whole lot either. They've had a little bit of improvement. They got a unique storm system out in California that gave them some rain, but there's still significant drought out there in California, also through the Great Basin, so Nevada, Utah, and southern Oregon also.
And the Great Salt Lake is drying up. Imagine. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.